Agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action on funding for the Goldwater Project by Matt Phillips, Government and Customer Relations Manager.
Mr. Chairman, members, I always like it when I can go after Brad so that we can officially answer the question that we are two different people, because it does happen. We tend to get confused. I'm going to leave it here because my slides haven't changed since the last board meeting, but this was an item that was tabled at the last board meeting, and what it is we've been approached to provide some funding to something called the Goldwater Project. And as we talked about last time, the purpose of the project is to get to the implementation of conservation strategies within the state water plan. If you look at the state water plan and the regional water plans themselves, each individual utility has a number for how much it's going to conserve in order to meet its needs into the future. And in many cases, that number is pretty ambitious. Generally, stepping back and looking at it from a statewide perspective, it's a pretty big number. But unfortunately, nobody has any idea of exactly how you're going to get there. And so the purpose of the Goldwater Project is to work with individual utilities and look at a suite of options for each utility that can provide them with a roadmap for how exactly they're going to meet their conservation goals in the future. We've seen the project have some success in Region H in terms of the information it's produced and the utilities that are looking at it. And obviously the reason they came to us for funding is they're looking to move into Brazos G and begin work in that region. And that's a large part of our basin and our customer base. And as we discussed at the last meeting, staff supports the potential of providing funding for the project for a number of reasons. One, conservation success by our customers helps us. It helps extend the lifetime or the life of our current supplies into the future. It puts off the need for maybe more expensive projects in the future. It also helps our customers not come to us later with surprises, not knowing that they had an unmet need in the future because they're actually incrementally meeting their conservation goals. It helps us answer the question of what are you doing for conservation, which we get asked a lot, whether it's in public forums, customer meetings. When the Legislative Budget Board came and reviewed us and said, what are you doing for conservation? We really didn't have much of an answer other than public education through our website, Facebook, and newsletters. Entities like us from a wholesale perspective kind of generally are always looking for ways to promote conservation, whether it's amongst our customers, but it's difficult because we don't have that relationship with end users. So any time that we can find an opportunity to invest in conservation in our basin and with our customers, it's something that we look forward to doing. When the board tabled the item at the last meeting, one of the things that you all wanted was more information. We provided you all with that information in August. It was loaded up into Diligent. We provided you guys with some sample reports from some of the work that the Goldwater Project had done previously. And we also provided the answer of what exactly the funding from outside contributors would go towards. There is the possibility of a Water Development Board grant that's going to pay for the project moving into Brazos G and other regions. But the only thing that funding will pay for is the what I call the grunt work, the meeting with the utilities, looking at their suites of options, and providing them with the report, which is their roadmap going forward. What the outside funding will pay for, which is what the Water Development Board funding won't pay for, is the development of a software program that will track their progress into the future, figure out where they are on their roadmap, if they're meeting their goals, and then disseminate that information to the regional water planning groups, the Water Development Board, and obviously the entities themselves. So that's what that actual funding is for. Senator Kip Averett, who's the manager of the Goldwater Project, is here. And can help me answer any questions if you all have any. And then one of the other questions that was discussed at the last meeting is, are there other potential funders? And the answer at this point is the city of Waco has agreed to fund $20,000 towards the project, and the city of Georgetown is interested in a similar commitment, although they haven't put a number on it. And there will likely be others as the project moves into Brazos G. So, and we're looking at a funding commitment of $50,000 total for 2 years, 25 a year.
Matt, my understanding is that this information that they gather is to be used on a voluntary basis. In other words, they may develop all this and the ultimate customer say, we don't need it, don't want it. I mean, so what happens then?
They could do that, but I guess the question at that point is, why would they choose to be involved in the initial interviewing and report creating part of the process to begin with if they were going to ignore the results? But I mean, they could always do that. The hope is that they wouldn't. I mean, you're giving them essentially a roadmap that tells them, here's how you're going to meet your goals into the future. It's public. Everybody knows that you have this. You're choosing not to do it. Kind of would look bad on your end. It also helps us know, as a wholesale supplier, the things that our customers could be doing in order to meet their conservation goals in the future. So it's stuff that we could work with them on in terms of trying to encourage them to do those things.
If a person says they want this information, do they pay for it, or is it provided for them free? I mean,
in terms of an individual utility, the utilities receive the reports as part of the project, which is funded via the Water Development Board grant, and then obviously private funding, which would come from entities like us, City of Waco, City of Georgetown. So I believe the report itself is free because it's produced as part of the project. But in terms of implementing, let me say this, in terms of implementing the actual strategies, no. I mean, the individual entity will have to pay to do those, depending on what they are. Yes?
Will we have any feedback as far as how many people actually use the recommendations and do?
Yes.
We'll get a report card of did our money do any good?
That's the purpose of the software, tracking the progress going forward, as you can see who's actually doing the things to meet their goals into the future. So yes, I believe there will be output of data throughout the entirety of the project as it moves forward, telling you who's actually doing what. Yes, sir.
And we as a board, I mean, I know you'll get feedback.
Right.
The whole thing is feedback.
We can provide it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is this entity? Is it a private enterprise? Is it a
quasi-governmental
enterprise? How are they
going
to fill out their IRS form?
I'll try to answer that one, and then Kip can probably come up. But it's a portion of the Texas Water Foundation, correct?
Yes.
Which is a nonprofit 501c3.
Now, what's the total cost of the project?
$300,000. Questions? I believe I have a resolution. Let me pop through these. Same slides as last time. I'll read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into any necessary agreements subject to terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority to provide funding to the Goldwater Project in an amount not to exceed $50,000 over a 2-year period.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt, Zach and Nino. Hubert, I'm sorry. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
No.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
No.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
No.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
All right, I believe that passes.